All right. Well, welcome everybody to Two Jerks, One Vote with Spin Tunes 25, Round 1. And this round is to do a song that takes place within a 24-hour period, I believe, is sort of the challenge. Of course, Chumpy and I are not judging this time around. So
that doesn't mean we're not judgmental, though.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. I was wondering about that a little. We aren't judging, and I was kind of wondering if you thought if the fact that we aren't judging is going to affect the podcast. Like, we don't really need to talk shit about any of these songs. You know, we don't need to nitpick or overanalyze or be brutally honest about anything since we don't have to justify rankings or anything. So how do you feel about that?
I think that's true, but I know that a big part of the value that you get from reviews is honest criticism. And for me, the hardest part about writing reviews is trying to understand why I like or don't like something, and getting to the heart of that is sometimes challenging. So I don't think I've really changed. You know, not having to formally rank them doesn't really change how I review, I think.
You know, when it comes to nitpicking and pettiness and misinterpreting things, yeah, just try and stop me. But yeah, I mean, otherwise this could still be a bit of a love fest too. So I'm a little, we'll kind of see how it pans out over the upcoming weeks. Also, you know, again, we aren't judging, and the judges pick the challenges. So, but we aren't judging, so nobody asked us. But I think this challenge was not all that challenging when it comes right down to it. You know, it wasn't very much of a constraint, and it was very widely interpretable. And it didn't seem like all that much of a limitation or a prompt. And as we go through these songs, I think we're going to see some extra wide interpretations that meet the challenge just in the loosest and vaguest ways. And I get it. I mean, round one is traditionally a little easier, but I really think it might be harder to find songs in the world that definitely don't fit the challenge. You know, we were talking about some like maybe 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies. The 43 hours song fight. It's fine to just provide a purported sort of jumping off point, but it's hardly a challenge.
I think that's true, but at the same time, the judges are looking for anything to dock you points on. So if they feel like you're not adhering strongly enough to the prompt, you're going to get docked. So I think it would behoove you to pay attention to the challenge and stick to it, because the judges are looking for it. And I feel like, yeah, you know, there's a good chance that you can get majorly docked in points for no other reason than not strictly adhering to the challenge. So,
or you could end up with a judge who simply checks the box and says, yes, this could conceivably have happened in 24 hours, and I believe you wouldn't have written this song if you hadn't had the challenge in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And here we've found out one definite thing preventing this podcast from being a complete love fest, and that is that we do have somebody here who does have to rank the songs and judge the songs. And that's our podcast guest, Joy Sittler. Joy is a multiple-time Songfight winner with an impressive 50% win percentage. She has done amazingly well on previous Spin Tunes, too, making it to the final round in Spin Tunes 18 and Spin Tunes 22, and actually getting second place in Spin Tunes 22. She's also played with Spin Tunes bands The Brain Weasels and My Broken Demo Tape, and currently plays with the band My Own Desert Island. Check out her music at the songfight.org music archive. Listen to the songs that she has on Bandcamp. They're excellent and well worth the time to find and well worth the listen and the download. And if you're as much of a fan as I am, you can find a lot of her stuff and Brain Weasel stuff and My Broken Demo Tape stuff and at least one My Own Desert Island video on the YouTubes. And check out her Instagram at joy.elizabeth.sittler. And that's Elizabeth with a Z. Check it all out, but not until after you've finished this podcast with Joy Sittler. So welcome to Two Jerks, One Vote, Joy.
Thank you. If I can put one more plug in there, I do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/joysittlermusic.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes, definitely. And then was there anything else that I missed in terms of your content?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm on all platforms doing solo stuff, and working on an album mostly out of SpinTunes content. So
going on tour soon too, I heard.
Next week, yeah, I leave for Chicago for rehearsals on Monday.
Exciting.
And it's Saturday now.
Is that with My Own Desert Island, or is that...
No, that is Joy Sittler solo.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, this is your first time judging. How do you feel about that?
Well, my first time being introduced to the SpinTunes community was a request from Micah that I judge. And I turned it down because I was not at all confident that I could do it. I hadn't written a song by myself in over half a decade at that point. Oh, and I wasn't positive that I could do what the people I was judging were doing. But the whole thing sounded awesome to me, so I jumped in and did it. Did decently. It was SpinTunes 18. I did make the finals on a tie in fifth place, of course. But you guys were judging, and it was really cool to have that experience then and now to come back and find out that Micah was looking for judges, and then later have the wonderful surprise of being able to join you guys on the podcast.
Yeah. You're like, if those a-holes can judge, then why did I...
then anybody can.
Yeah.
I get so much enjoyment and so much good information from you guys, though, genuinely.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear.
Even when I don't agree with it.
So you knew Micah from beforehand?
Yeah, I met Micah when I was looking for colleges. I grew up not too far from Earlham, where he went. And I think he was either a senior or had just graduated. But I was thinking about Earlham, and I went to a concert featuring his senior thesis piece. And met him and connected on Facebook and just kind of stayed in touch. His senior thesis piece was really cool. It was this collection of modern madrigals. And it sounds like if TMBG was a cappella. It sounded as though They Might Be Giants was a cappella.
That does not surprise me.
Yes,
well, that's one of the things we've bonded over, is our shared love of They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you start us off then?